Well, welcome to Feasible Insight, episode number 55. This episode is live recorded on the train to Chengdu. And with me as a special guest today is Christoph Oberlin, our Secretary General. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Dear Feasible friends, yes, we are just in front. It's just one day left before the opening ceremony of the World Games. And Chris, we are already in China since some days. When did you arrive in China?
I left Austria on Saturday the 3rd and arrived in China on Sunday. And it's a great experience. My first time in China and so many different and new impressions which came to my mind. And I'm overwhelmed of this country.
That's the same with me. We left Munich already on Friday, and we flew to Beijing, and then we had a stopover in Beijing of some first impressions from the really beautiful city. And the thing, I'm not sure whether it was the same with you, but it's really totally different from what I expected concerning the traffic. There are so many electronic vehicles used in these cities here that it's nearly without noise.
Yeah, it's very silent. If you are in the city center, it's fully crowded, but there's no noise of cars. That's incredible. And I don't have so much experience, to be honest. I just flew directly via Beijing to Guilin. And we did some a boat trip and explored the city center and so on. I'm really excited going to Chengdu now. And it's the first train ride for me in China. And it's really cool. I love traveling by train. And it's a new experience. It's pretty much different to a train ride in Europe, I would say. What's your experience?
Definitely. It's already my second trip. We did also the way from Beijing to Guilin, where we both met by train. It was an 8 hours train, and it was not so long. It was not feeling really long. You can have lunch here inside the train. There's a hot water station where you can prepare your meals. And we arrived in Guilin and met there. And we did some sightseeing before really doing our last and final trip by the train to Chengdu. We did a boat cruise river tour on a very famous landscape around Guilin. And after that, we went to the rice terrace. How did you like that? It was a interesting experience to walk through the rice terrace.
It was a beautiful place. It felt a little bit like home. Being in the mountains and everything is green and very calm and silent. Even there were a lot of tourists, but it felt like being at home in the Austrian Alps.
That's true. Only the name of the region, the Dragon Hill, it's a little bit different to what you used in Austria for hills.
Yeah, that's right, absolutely. And also the hotels and all the infrastructure was pretty much different. It was really interesting to see how they developed their region because the infrastructure is completely different compared to Europe. And my biggest respect for what they achieved here and what they built there and also the quality. I was really surprised what we got there.
And today is a big travel day, and not only for us. All teams are expected to arrive today in Chengdu. And as far as we have learned, some already arrived in the Athletes Village, really a great one. We have seen some pictures from the opening of the Athletes Village. Our team with Sönke and Gastau is already there. And we are looking forward to meet them tonight and then having tomorrow the big opening ceremony. What are your expectations concerning tomorrow? Anything you expect from that? It's your second World Games, so third. Sorry for that. It's already the third. Yeah, you were with us in Poland, then 3 years ago in Birmingham, and now it's Chengdu.
Yeah, to be honest, I have no expectation for tomorrow. I have big expectations for this edition of the World Games in general, but I have no concrete expectations for tomorrow's opening. The reason is quite simple, because the opening will be completely different. That's my only expectation, will be the opening will be completely different to the opening ceremony in Wrocław in Poland, or in Birmingham when the athletes enter the big stadium, which was fully crowded, and big show acts were presented. And I expect something different, like the Paris opening at the Olympics, which was also quite different compared to the past versions of the Olympics. And because we are not in a stadium this time, we are in a park. Therefore, I have no concrete expectations, but I'm pretty sure it will be a great moment, and I'm happy to be part of, and I'm very proud and a bit envious on our athletes, which have the honor to have a walk-in process, and everyone will cheer for the athlete. That's an experience they never will forget in their lifetime, and I would love also to get the experience from an athlete or staff perspective, and not from a grandstand or so. But I'm really looking forward to this moment and to the World Games here in Chengdu.
Let's talk a little bit about the weather, because weather changed this morning. It was sunny and hot when we arrived on Saturday, and on Sunday, really good weather conditions in my eyes this morning. It started a little bit raining, so we entered the train while it was raining. Let's cross fingers that until tomorrow, weather will change. Forecast is not so good, I would say.
Yeah, what I've learned the past days here in China, you cannot trust the weather forecasts we used, because the weather always changed very quickly. And this morning it was not only a light rain, in my opinion, it was monsoon rain and a heavy rain. Sönke and Gaston, who did the preparations mainly for our sport, for our teams, they are very well prepared, and they are in touch for months already to be prepared also for the special weather conditions. And I just studied the official documents prepared by the IWGA, that there's an average temperature in mid-August of almost 26 degrees. And their prediction is that there's rainfall in August quite common, but usually only during night. And therefore, I'm optimistic that we will have good weather conditions. And this is one thing we cannot change, so we have to deal with. And of course, we want and we must prepare the best stage for our athletes. And I only can say that from our side, together with the LOC, everything is prepared that the athletes have a world-class stage, that they can show their best performance. And as you said, we can just cross our fingers that we have good weather. It will be tough weather for the athletes, for sure. My expectation is high temperatures and also a very humid climate, similar to Birmingham probably. And you have to be in a good shape to deliver the best performance. And I'm looking forward to this, and I know our athletes will be prepared for this, and they trained in special conditions.
As you just said, you could not trust the weather forecast. We just received a few minutes ago pictures from the rehearsal in our Fisball Stadium. It's in a park, and there is no rain. My weather app showed me rain conditions currently, so don't trust the weather forecast and the weather app. Tonight we will have the first meeting with the LOC, and we will see some of the local organizers. Really, we have to thank them for all the preparation. It's really is something we already talked about that in some episodes ago. If you want to listen to that, just switch back to episode number, I think it was the one before the last one, and learn more also with our sports director, Gustavo Englert, who told about the preparation process. And we also have to thank very much our head of events, Sönke Spille. He's really doing a great job, and let's hope that all these preparations are fulfilled in the way, but we have no doubt that this will happen. Yep. So
I just want to echo this. Gaston and especially Sönke, both of them are doing a tremendous job, and I know the big load of work you have to do organizing the World Games or organizing FISPO sport within the framework of the World Games, and the workload is increasing. If I compare this to Wroclaw, this is not a bad thing. It's very positive that the workload is increasing, because this means the World Games are getting more and more professional. And there's so many administrative things to do, and the good cooperation to our teams is very important, that we can deliver to the World Games, to the LOC and to the IWJ. And I know what especially Sönke did in the administrative part the last few weeks and months to prepare a perfect stage, and therefore I just want to echo this thanks to Sönke and Gaston, and really again to say this, they prepared a perfect stage for our athletes, and I'm really excited being part of this World Games edition in Chengdu.
Let's talk about a little bit more about Chengdu, the city. Chengdu is the capital of Sichuan province, and it's famous for its pandas. We probably will see them during the opening ceremony. The mascot, one of the mascots, is a panda as well. It's mentioned that the spicy cuisine is also famous for... That's something for you. If I look into your eyes, I think... what do you feel during the first days here in China? Had the food been too spicy, or did you manage to stay it on low, keep it on a level which you want?
It was not that bad. We had tasty food, and we enjoyed very much. Only yesterday we ordered one spicy meal, which was really spicy, and I was not able to eat this because I'm not used to eat that spicy. And one Chinese friend in Austria said about the Chinese food, oh, don't worry about this. The food in China is not that spicy as you may think. The Chinese food in Austria is much more spicy. And if you like this, you won't have any problems in China. So it's the fourth day already I'm here in China. And therefore, he was right most of the time, and only once we had a problem. So I'm really looking forward to the Chinese cuisine. And I know, just in case if I need, the Chengdu friends, the LOC, also organized some Western food, which I'm used to eat. But I'm really excited to enjoy the Chinese cuisine.
So you probably like a little bit more the Chinese tea culture. We have tasted that yesterday at the breakfast. It was a Chinese tea, very tasteful in my eyes. It was a flavored tea. And so maybe this is also famous, the region of Chengdu, for tea, and also the Mayong culture. We are looking forward for that and having different experiences. Let's talk about one thing more, and that's, it's really a very, very big city. It's with multiple airports. Only two of them are expecting the travels to Chengdu, and it takes time to travel from the athletes' village, which is really a great one, to the venue. It's about 40 minutes for our athletes, and also for us to go there. So we have to plan our schedule carefully, because you know, we are not here just for fun. It's also working, seeing other federations, talking to them. We will have, as already mentioned, the first meeting with the LOC tonight. And then several special breakfasts, special guests are here. And so this needs careful preparation.
Absolutely. Our schedule is very full, not only during the FISPOL competition, but also outside. And we have the honor to stay from today until the end of the World Games. But as you said, not only, not just for fun, and plenty of meetings, plenty of sports political meetings, I would say, also to secure the participation of FISPOL in the World Games program also in the future.
Definitely. I think that's our main task here. Really, we managed it now twice to have the ladies on board, and I think it's not guaranteed. It's always an application process, which people are maybe not aware of, but we have to really invite people to see FISPOL and to feel that experience. We will have a delegation of Karlsruhe here. The mayor is coming, and he's unfortunately not coming during our FISPOL competitions, but nevertheless, until the end, we will have meetings with the delegation of Karlsruhe and the World Games and all the other peoples and parties involved to make a decision that also in the future FISPOL will be part of the World Games.
Yeah, therefore long days to get up early, to get back in bed very late. But this is why we are here, and I'm looking forward to this. But as you said, we have to plan our schedule very carefully, because the distances are something completely new to all of us, I would say, that you have to go to the venue 40 minutes plus, only for one direction. And if the sports program starts quite early, you have to plan your day very carefully, even as a team or athlete. Get up early, have breakfast almost 3 hours before the first match and so on. And if you forget something in your hotel room, that will be a major challenge. Or you destroy the complete daily schedule.
So now we are heading, let's say, one or two more hours to Chengdu, and then it's really great to see the matches of FISPOL starting on Saturday and Sunday, preliminary round, the quarterfinals on Monday. Then we will have the semifinals and the placement matches on Tuesday and Wednesday, the big gold medal matches and bronze medal matches. Then all on the app, which you have to download to see not only the FISPOL matches, but all the coverage, the TV coverage. If you are not based in China, watch it via the World Games 2025 app, which you will find in all app stores, the Apple App Store, etc. And see and watch the activities from the World Games of Chengdu. Chris, it was once again a great pleasure to talk to you. And anything you would like to add?
Download the app and enjoy the World Games wherever you are. It will be a great experience.
I said, expect that you will say, and don't forget, together we are FISPOL. But nevertheless, that's my last words for this episode. Stay tuned and follow the FISPOL activities at the World Games in Chengdu 2025.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.
Viva la Podcast. Podcasten muss sich wieder lohnen.
Wir bieten dir kostenloses Podcast-Hosting ohne Limitierungen.
Du kümmerst dich ums Podcasten.
Und wir kümmern uns um den Rest.
Und das Beste daran, du verdienst auch noch Geld. Ab dem ersten Hörer.
Der ersten Hörerin. Besuche uns auf kostenlos-hosten.de und informiere dich.
Teure Hostingkosten müssen nicht sein. Kostenlos-hosten.de. Die Podcast-Re-Evolution.